You know, normally today we would be offering the very joyful and glorious Mass of the Easter Octave, the Mass of Easter Saturday, and today would have been the last day that we would have heard that triumphant close at the end of Mass, Ite Missa Est, Alleluia, Alleluia, and the servers respond, Deo Gratias, Alleluia, Alleluia, and after today it's no more heard till next Easter Sunday. But the mind of Holy Mother Church is that even though it's a high-ranking feast or high-ranking liturgical observance, we put that aside to say the Requiem Mass. And the mind of the Church is that every one of her departed children gets a not only a Requiem Mass and the graveside services, but even a Requiem High Mass. The Church, as a loving mother, lays her children to rest at the end of their lives. One renowned liturgical author that we often consult as priest says that the mind of the Church is such that even if there was only one person who could be the choir at a Requiem Mass at a funeral, it should be done. If one person can sing it, and I actually have been at a couple of funerals where there was only one person singing the Mass. So it goes to show the care and the love of Holy Mother Church for her children. Fortunately, we have many in the choir this morning. But as I said, apart from a very, very few, very high-ranking feasts in the Church, everything stops so that we can do the corporal work of mercy of laying to rest one of the faithful departed. And as the words of the rituale say, it refers to every one of them as our departed brother or our departed sister. A very powerful reminder of how we are united in the mystical body of Christ. Now, it is true that most of our parishioners did not know Virginia, but she was still their sister in Christ. We are brothers and sisters in Christ, in the mystical body of Christ, obviously in different roles and capacities, but nevertheless united by the bonds of faith. That's the number one bond, that we believe the same things. I remember it was over 30 years ago that Virginia became traditional Catholic, and I found out about in her life that she had tried to be a nun, had entered upwards of five different convents trying to live the religious life. It wasn't her calling because of individual challenges and circumstances that she had, but she was never quite able to let go of that title, Sister Zion. And I think you remember, many of you remember her that way, but she wasn't actually a religious sister, but certainly desired it, but it wasn't God's will for her. And I suppose the lesson that we can all take from that is that God rewards our good desires. You read this in many a spiritual writer. It says God rewards our desires, even if we don't actually achieve them. If we have that sincere desire for that act of virtue, that degree of penance, that degree of holiness, to go to a Mass on a day when we're not able to go, we really want to be there, God will give you the reward. And of course, he does it in his own way, depending on the sincerity of that desire. But God is good. Yes, he is all just, he is all merciful, and he is infinite virtue and truth and holiness. But he does reward those actions done for the love of him. Virginia came here from New York. Why? Because she thirsted for a Catholic, to be in a Catholic parish and to receive the Mass and the sacraments. Let that be a reminder to us to appreciate what we have. We don't have to thirst for it because we have it. And it's good to remember from time to time how many are deprived of our blessings. May we never take for granted what we have, that we have been able to see the traditional Catholic faith and adhere to it and stick with it and have the Mass and the sacraments in a full-fledged Catholic parish. We have immense blessings. Let us not forget them. This is what people move here from other parts of the country to partake of. And for the last few years, she wasn't able to get to church because of being confined because of medical and other issues, just not being able to get out. But the priest brought her Holy Communion, took care of her sacramental needs. And it was this past Holy Saturday, the day after that we remember when Jesus died, that she was asked to leave this world. Christ called her. As the words of the Subvenite say, Christ has called thee. Who can possibly resist or gainsay that if he says, come, your time is over? And hence every funeral is an examination of conscience for us. Our beloved departed say to us, today for me, tomorrow for you. And so we should ask ourselves, am I ready to right now stand before the judgment seat of our Lord Jesus Christ? Her death was not unexpected, but there are many an unexpected death. We know not the time nor the hour. Let us meditate on the four last things and realize that they could happen to us at any time. Death, judgment, and of course we hope that the horror of hell will never happen to us. We hope that we will get to heaven as speedily as possible after passing through purgatory, which very likely we will have to go. We know not how long that will be. But our mercy upon the holy souls in purgatory, upon the faithful departed, will definitely lessen our sentence. Blessed are the merciful, our Lord says in the Sermon on the Mount, for they shall obtain mercy. So it is a bit of a simple funeral today. We lay her to rest. As of a day or two ago, we were still not sure if we could actually schedule the funeral for today. There were hang-ups and legalities, but it was able to work out, and so we lay her to rest today, and let us pray and offer up our good works for the holy souls in purgatory. Never forget them, and remember our cemetery. That's another one of the incredible blessings we have here, to have our own Catholic cemetery. St. John Marie Vianney referred to his cemetery as a reliquary because he laid to rest many a holy parishioner. And I've known practically everyone that's laid to rest there, and I am edified by the examples of virtue in so many of them, their faithfulness. They persevered to the end. As our Lord said, I'm forgetting his exact words, but it's those, blessed are they that shall have persevered to the end. It's one thing to start out well. We all have to run the race of life. We are still running it now. That's why we're here. But may we never cease to run with all our effort to reach that goal of salvation and sanctification, to reach that degree of holiness that God wants for us. So may she rest in peace. May all of the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen.